Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
That's my Halloween sounds. I'm trying to do Halloween sounds. It is October 30th, 2021. We are so excited today to be here at Radio Law Talk the day before Halloween because I really enjoy Halloween. Halloween to me is a fun time to see the kids dress up and see some individual adults dress up kind of wacky too. I'm here with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Welcome to Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. You know what? We have so much fun here, and we have a little bit to share with you. We're going to talk today about some of the most interesting and funny lawsuits concerning Halloween. We're going to discuss a number of those, and we're going to mix and match them here and there. Instead of talking all about them, we'll throw one in here and there as we're talking about Halloween and the interesting cases that occur because of Halloween or because of spooky things. A sad, sad story about Alec Baldwin and the Rust team and the movie that they're filming and the sad death of a movie person, a cinematographer. We'll discuss that. Yes, Cal, it is. It is that time.
Bobby Boris Pickett here.
Yeah. Yeah, NASCAR. We're talking about a Tombstone lawsuit. This is fits right in, Cal, with the NASCAR and Tombstone lawsuit. Yeah, the latest on Kobe Estate. Rick Ocasek. Rick Ocasek and the cars.
And the curds.
He likes Parmesan cheese, my understanding.
With Marina sauce?
He likes Marina sauce. And we're going to talk about the latest lawsuit, settlement of his estate. That's very interesting. By the way, his wife I didn't realize at the time of his death, they were in the process or had just gotten a divorce or was in the process. And we're going to talk about that with Denise Dirks, who is a family law attorney. That was, by the way, he married her. If you go look at, I can't remember which song it was. She was the model in one of his YouTube or his what do you call those?
Music videos.
Yeah, music videos back in the day. Yeah, Monster Mash goes right along with a Rick Ocasek.
I think it may have been the music video to the song Magic. Uh oh, it's magic.
Yeah,
because I remember there was a thing where he's walking on water. In the video,
yeah,
and I saw a making of. They actually dropped a huge block of ice in a pool, and then filled the water up so that he's walking across ice in about 2 inches of water.
Nice. Yeah. But, so anyway, that's what we're going to talk about. They've been married for a long time, and then they were getting a divorce right before he passed away. So guess what? There's a little bit of argument about what's going on there. Family Bible is important upon death. This case is going to talk to you why your family Bible may be important upon your death, and we're going to talk about Britney Spears. Remember, this is the most we're talking about general topics of law. Go seek counsel, and we are not giving legal advice. And better than that, if you'd like to go to www.radiolawtalk.com, and we lower our voice at this time and discuss disclaimers. When you want to go to sleep at night, forget about Ambien or any of those pills. Just go to the disclaimer.
Slumber soundly
at Radio Law Talk. Do not read it while you're driving. It's dangerous.
You fall asleep. You probably shouldn't be reading anything while you're driving.
Other than our law talk. 855.
By the way. we don't give advice on Radio Law Talk, except, don't read stuff while you drive.
Please. Sometimes you wonder eating stuff, too, right, Todd?
Oh my gosh.
I know. Oh, my gosh, I spilled a little lettuce on my lap. Let me look down and grab it.
I'm waiting for drive-thrus to be outlawed, you know.
Well, right now, that's the only thing open, Cal.
I had a really talented reporter who worked for me, who now works in the Sacramento area. And she was driving to Red Bluff one day, and I happened to be passing her on the freeway. And she has the Red Bluff Daily newspaper open in the steering wheel
nice,
while she's driving.
Nice.
I said to myself, oh, what could happen?
That makes Fred Penny money.
Oh, man.
That's what I always say. Right?
Wow.
I remember my wife used to just get mad at some bad drivers. I go, sweetie, that's okay. Those people make us money. That's why you're driving the new Tahoe.
Honey, if everybody starts obeying the law, we're going to be on welfare. Okay, just ride the wave.
You want to hear some great stories? So, being a personal injury lawyer, I'm coming up on 30 years now, Cal. 30
years. Fred, that's
awesome. Yeah, I can't believe it's happened. 1992 is when I opened my law practice.
What was your first office?
It was in a little town. This is interesting, and we are a big firm now. And and the reason I say this is, I rented. I'm going to call it the closet. This little dinky office of a little dinky single sole proprietor guy. I rented his little office. I swear it was 10 by 10.
Oh.
And that's how I started, was a little office in Northern California. Now we're 6 offices in California, and we have partners in 46 states, our firm, that we do cases all over the United States.
Well, you've clearly taken that 10 by 10 office and turned it into something magnificent, and congratulations
to you. I think I should make it a shrine.
Well,
I should buy the building and just make it a shrine.
Have you ever seen the show Better Call Saul?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's a spinoff of Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the Saul Goodman, how he became an attorney. His first office is in the back of a beauty salon.
Nice.
He can't even open the door before it hits his desk. And his voicemail greeting, he has recorded himself, but in a very high-pitched English accent voice to make it sound like he's got a British secretary.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, the best thing, he was pretty smart. You know why?
Yeah.
Guess we're some of the best people who know people that are, they need a divorce lawyer or an auto accident lawyer. Who are the number one people that know who to refer to or know about that?
Oh, hairstylist.
The hairdressers, because everybody's in there talking, hey, what's the latest? Jimmy got an auto accident. Well, Fred Penny's a nice guy. Or Denise Dirks. Oh, little Jane is getting a divorce. Oh, Denise Dirks is a, we have a criminal problem. Oh, Todd.
And if your office is at the salon.
There you go.
You should really stop by. You should really stop by Fred's office. It's just in the back there. He'll give you a free cucumber mocha or something like that. That actually sounds kind of gross.
I'll give you a cut and curl.
Can you see? You put your feet in, soaking in this little tub while you're. Okay, let's see here. The legal issues here are going to be. Someone's working on their nails. Like, okay.
Once the attorney knows that the client can literally go nowhere because they have their feet in the water and they're doing their hands, that's when the attorney comes over. Oh, let me talk to you because I know you can't leave.
That's exactly right.
The fish are nibbling on your feet and the door can't open behind you.
Fish, you got the. People go do that little fish thing that nibble on their feet. I haven't done that yet. Have you done it?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Pass.
Look, here's the most important thing about today. I'm going to tell you guys the most important thing. And you guys don't know this, by the way. Cal might. The two of you don't know this.
What?
You ready for this, Denise and Todd?
I'm ready.
Welcome, WZFG 1100 AM and 92.3 FM, Fargo, North Dakota. Our newest affiliates. Woohoo!
Fargo, North Dakota, welcome.
Yes. I mean, I love North Dakota and South Dakota. I want to go visit. I haven't ever been there. I think we're going to have to. A lot of times they'll have me on the radio. If I'm anywhere near, I've been in Salem and Oregon and a number of places, and they have me on the radio. They want to interview you for Radio Law Talk. I think I want to go to North Dakota and be interviewed.
Fargo, North Dakota, bring your own wood chipper.
We should do this, huh, Cal? All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about a case or no case that Cal's going to try to get us on. We got to talk about the sad case about Alec Baldwin.
Oh, geez.
It's so hard.
Oh, geez.
It's so hard to talk serious when we got a bunch of jokesters around here. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk will continue in a minute.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute...
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is going to do.
Best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You better listen to us. This is no fun.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. @radiolawtalk.com.
Ghostbusters is on. It's Halloween. Woo! going to have some great times today. We're going to have a Halloween special discussion about some cases. I have Wayne Hendershot. I'm throwing, shouting out to over 100 radio stations nationwide. My good friend Wayne Hendershot is standing right next to me. You know why he's standing? Wayne, why are you here?
Fixing a chip.
He's fixing a chip on my windshield while we're live nationally. Can you believe that? Wow. This is Radio Law Talk. We do everything live and exciting, right?
It's Wayne's world. We
Wayne's
just live in it.
World.
That's right.
Wayne, are we done with my windshield?
We're done. Done in 15 minutes.
All right. Hey, we did it in 15 minutes. Wayne Hendershot, okay. Thank you for taking care. Hey, what, Cal, do you have some problems?
When you're done, look at the black Ford Fusion.
Yes.
Star down.
Go look. Okay. Wait a minute. I have to sign and say I agree. Okay, I've signed. I agree. Okay, there you go. Is that good?
Good.
All right, see you, buddy. Wayne Hendershot.
You know, if you look at my windshield out there with all the cracks, it looks eerily like, say, pre-World War II Europe with all of the lines for the divisions.
Yes.
So
yes.
There you go.
Wayne, you'll make $10,000 fixing the cracks on his windshield. And he has other crack problems we will bring up, all right?
Hey, stop.
Thanks, Wayne. Hey. All right, we're going to do case or no case. Cal, roll it.
Let's do it. Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, it was a movie called Yours, Mine, and Ours, 1968. The real-life story of a large blended family. Henry Fonda was Frank Beardsley, an actual Coast Guard admiral, a life carrier on whom the movie was based, a widower with 10 children. Lucille Ball played Helen, a divorcee with 8 of her own, 18 children. The movie covers many of the challenges that came along with their marriage, starting with the most pressing, finding a house big enough. At, of course, the blended family, and it was a controversial topic at the time, back in the late 1960s, and the movie was a minor hit. But then came along, back to the house. In the movie, it was a Victorian. Back to the house came along a TV show called The Brady Bunch. And when The Brady Bunch premiered, the owners of Yours, Mine, and Ours, that was Paramount, said, hold on. This is our concept. The Brady Bunch is our concept, proven concept, in Yours, Mine, and Ours. And this looks way too much like our movie, without not even a nod toward it. It's not an acquisition. What's the word I'm looking for? In the credits? Nothing. And so they said, we're going to our legal counsel to see if we might have the Brady Bunch people on a copyright violation based on using the concept. And so they asked, case or no case. And Mr. Penny, if you'd like to start, I would love that.
Oh, I would love to start this one. Because you know what? Here's a very simple thing, Cal.
Okay.
And I'm doing this to help Denise and Todd and the listeners. If you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, you can call us and give us your opinion. You don't even have to be on the air. You can just tell Cal. Or you can tweet us at Radio Law Talk, Instagram us at Radio Law Talk, selfish plugs. Here's what I say. It doesn't matter. Let's assume this is a case. And I'm going to say it's a case. Okay? I'm going to throw out it's a case.
Okay.
No way on God's beautiful green earth would any jury go against Marcia and Greg. They just would not do it. I would not dare bring a lawsuit against Marcia and Greg at the Brady Bunch. There's no way. And Alice would come in and probably be cross-examined. She would probably not hold up well, but everybody would love her. Now, I think Bobby would be a not very good witness because sometimes he gets a little flustered because he's younger. But Cindy is just with her cute little, you know, pigtails. She would do well on the witness stand. I'm not quite sure how the rest of the Brady Bunch would do. I think Mr. and Mrs. Brady would come across too cheesy, and I think they would be bad witnesses. So given the fact that Greg and Marcia would probably have the big nose at the time that the football would hit her in the nose, at that time I would just say there's no way they're going to beat them. So I'm for Greg and Marcia. They win, the Brady Bunch wins, and it goes forward.
Okay. Leaving poor Lucille Ball and Henry Fonda without a dime. Todd Kunin, what do you think about case or no case?
Well, you know, if it were a case and if it went forward, I disagree with Fred's analysis, because here's what else would come out. The Brady Bunch behind the scenes, the scandal that the guy who played Greg Brady, Barry Williams, actually went out with Florence Henderson, who played his television mom.
What's wrong with that?
While at the same time trying to get busy with Marcia. And then you've got the fact that the girl who played Cindy, Susan Olsen, I believe, Olsen, grew up later to have a pretty wild life, dashing all of the dreams. And while they might not want to go after the Brady Bunch cast, they probably would want to go after Sherwood Schwartz, the producer and creator of the Brady Bunch. But based upon all that, I'm going to say no case. Because if it was a case to have an idea that somebody else came close to using, everybody would be guilty of copyright infringement in Hollywood. So, no case.
Denise, do you think it's a problem that Greg and his mom went out on a date?
Technically, no. Technically, no. It's not his mom, so...
Did they have the videos back then?
I think he was only... I mean, here's why. When it started, he was a kid. He grew up on the show, but was still only 17. What actor goes out with somebody who played their mom when he was a kid
and then hit on him, that's my understanding.
It was the 60s. Come on, guys. It was the 60s.
Free love.
Free love.
Yeah, well.
Now, I have to argue against Fred's position.
Oh, no.
Because who in their right mind is going to not believe Henry Fonda and Lucille Ball? I mean, they were the honeys in the world back then, and they were, I believe they would be much more credible witnesses, even though Lucy might cry on the set. So I'm going to give you my response after the break because it gives me a little more time to think about it.
All right, Denise is pulling in. Denise Dirks, after this, we're going to come back and find out about the case or no case. Who wins, Marcia and Greg or Henry Fonda and Lucille Ball? We'll be right back.
Oh, boy. The continuation of Case or No Case in Radio Law Talk is next. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more coming up.
Every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins.
You
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Parents may soon have the option of getting their young children vaccinated. The FDA yesterday issues emergency use authorization for Pfizer's vaccine for kids 5 to 11. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on ABC News.
Younger children, the parents of younger children may be a little bit more hesitant, a little bit more nervous about this. But what we're doing is leading with our medical experts, communicating the safety of this, the importance of this.
The vaccine still needs CDC approval before shots can be administered. The CDC advisory panel meets Monday. World leaders don't seem confident they'll be able to get as bold of a climate deal as they'd like. The G20 summit underway in Rome next week is on to Glasgow for climate talks. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying today there's no chance of stopping climate change next week in Scotland. He adds an agreement among world leaders to limit climate change to 1.5 degrees is a dream. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Oh.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. You are a loser.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
We were talking about a very, very interesting case or no case, and what it basically is yours, mine, and ours was an early show that Henry Fonda and Lucille Ball were on, and it was a movie, and then the Brady Bunch comes, and yours, mine, and ours says, wait a minute, that's our same concept. You're not allowed to do that. And then the question is, does the Brady Bunch sue or the company, or does yours, mine, and ours sue? And if there is a lawsuit, who wins? Now, Todd says it's not a case, but he opined and was excited about Mrs. Brady and Greg having a little fling, and he discussed that. So.
Say nothing of Lucille Ball and Henry, for all we know.
Yeah, who knows?
Henry! Mrs. Robinson is in his head.
Oh. Okay, then Fred said, no, it's a case, and I said there's no way that Marcia and Greg Brady will ever lose. And Denise is stalling and thought about it during the break, and she's going to answer.
Okay, I think that this is the case that came down with the concept that both television and movies are in film. They're on film. They're created on film. And so there could potentially be a copyright violation. But I don't think it's a case.
All right, two no cases, and Fred says it's a case, and the Brady Bunch wins.
Just one thing, and I'm not seeking to change my answer, but it occurred to me that this may be. You ever watch the credits in films where it says written by, with,
based story, on a story by,
based on a story right, by, right. If it's writing credits and it uses an ampersand versus the word and there's a whole thing about what all that stuff means now as done by the union. This may be what spawned it, but I still think it's no case.
All right, Cal. All right. So, listen. A case. That would be Denise and Todd. Well, guess what? I'm sorry. Yes! Fred Penny gets the point. Denise, you should have stuck with Fred Penny. The producer, Mr. Schwartz, whom yes. you referenced earlier, Todd,
yes.
quickly proved that he had written down the idea for the Brady Bunch before Yours, Mine, and Ours ever even came out. He had
nice.
It archived and filed and dated, and therefore...
The Brady Bunch wins.
Yep, the Brady Bunch
oh,
wins.
Oh, Marcia and Craig. Did I not nail... Todd, this, I want to hear the words. Fred, dude, you nailed that.
Sure, that's probably not something you hear very often, but yes, Fred, you nailed that.
Yes, but you're still behind Todd.
Fred, keep playing that one for a second. Just keep playing it. Just one more time. I want to hear that. Fred.
Now,
Fred.
Next hour.
Okay.
All right. She was known as the female Einstein. Or was she a female idea stealer? That's on our next case, or no case, and that concludes it for this hour.
Yes. Can you tell I'm a sore winner?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I win. I just rub it in their nose. Oh, I just, I feel better.
Enough about me talking about me. Let me hear you talk about me, Fred.
Can we talk? Can we just end the show now? I think the show should just end. It's an hour and 2 hours and 30 minutes shy. Just end it. I think we, Cal, can we do that?
Yeah, or that's not? Fred signed his yearbook in high school. There's no sense in writing about you when
yes,
I'm thinking about me.
and Todd signed the middle of the page and said, I signed your crack.
Oh, no.
You can tell that's an old time.
Fred's signature's in the yearbook. It was such a pleasure for you to get to know me this year in school.
I will have a good summer.
I hope you join the fan page.
You will receive a bill for my friendship at the end of the calendar year. It's tax deductible, possibly.
And I just said, you're a groovy chick.
You're a groovy chick. Let's talk about, look, we have fun here, we enjoy it, but there is a really, really sad story that is going on right now, and we have to talk about it. We got to talk about the Alec Baldwin shooting of Helena Hitchens. Is that right? H-A-L-Y-N-A, Helena?
I think it's Elena because she's Russian.
Right.
So she'll leave the silent H, but I know it's a tough deal.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about her. She comes, I think it's important to talk about her. What an accomplished woman. I mean, she came from the Ukraine, she apparently did some filming in the Ukraine and was a well-known cinematographer, and her credits are massive. The amount of credits she has in the film she's done, and she's 42 years old. And if you look at her Instagram, it shows, which is kind of a little bit sad, it shows a wonderful, awesome time that she was having before. She said, basically, you know what? The positive thing about filming these type of shows is she gets to go horseback riding during the off, when she was off, and it shows her horseback riding and happy. And I didn't realize this, but she's apparently married, and she's married to a lawyer, and she has a son that's approximately 9 years old. And so the question is, what is going to happen here? I mean, it's devastating to Alec. Clearly, we don't take sides, but clearly Alec Baldwin in no way intended to do anything like this, and it was absolutely just a mistake. And it was
things were not what they appeared to be.
Right. And what it is, I always say, good people or nice people. This sometimes you tell a jury when you have a nice defendant that did something wrong and very seriously injured your client or killed your client. You have to sometimes say good and nice people can still be negligent, right? And that's some things I talk about that's very important. So they're on the set, and I'm going to just give a little background here. And as they're on the set, apparently there's rumors that, or not rumors, but apparently a number of people walked out on the set about a day or two before because they wanted more money, they didn't like the conditions, et cetera, et cetera. This was a $7 million budget
movie, which you guys know as well as I do, is nothing. That's zero. I mean, that's like that's a really small budget. Is in New Mexico, and apparently they were at the time had one camera left because everyone walked off. They kind of were protesting, and a lot of the camera people were gone. Right, and so they had this main one camera available, or maybe they had two, but they have very few.
Most of them, it's the folks running the camera. But usually, if you have the director of cinematography, which right. she would have been, she was the one that would have been on the camera anyway. And they're usually one camera shoots, but you got a lot of supporting folks. You know, the ones that push the camera forward, the gaffers, set up folks. It's a lot of people may have left,
but they didn't. They did, and they had some just general help. So they were a little bit. Slim, I'm going to say, but apparently they have a person called, what is it? They handle the firearms?
Armorer
there, and with some experience, but some said that she didn't have experience, and I guess it was a lady. And the thing that was really bizarre is they're using all these guns, and apparently they had used the guns in the past for live round shooting, just having fun, right? Before that.
That is the allegation, although yes, that is allegation. In dispute right now,
right.
heavily.
Right. All this stuff is allegations, by the way. It's all just coming out. Don't think everything we're saying is 100%. We're just saying some of the allegations. And the allegations are also that, you know, just things were kind of a little bit of a cluster on the set. And obviously people are going to complain about things when something happens. So what happens is Alex is practicing. And you know this, Todd is an actor, so he'll probably get a little more deeper in this. And they yell, cold gun, which means it's there's nothing in it, right? And Alex is just practicing his swinging and you know, shooting, and it goes on, and he shoots. And at the time, he's shooting at the camera, right, to practice, because the camera's going to take that shot, and shoots Elena in the chest. And long story short, she dies. And another one of the producers or directors
was behind her
that got it in the shoulder also.
Yes.
And Alec is just absolutely devastated. So tell me about the set and what's going on in the set here, and what are the possible ramifications, Todd and Denise? And the reason I'm saying to Todd is we're talking about criminal here. We have some criminal activity on behalf of anybody on the set, or criminal charges, and then there's the civil charges that I can clearly talk about. There's clearly going to be some civil charges, and then the issue is, do you sue for what's called third-party liability, or is it under a workers' comp, right? So you have two remedies there. There may be workers' comp coverage, and workers' comp is their sole remedy. And it's in New Mexico, so it depends upon what the New Mexico law is. Talk about the possible criminal issues here.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of the information that we're getting is coming from affidavits that have been issued for search warrants. And every time an affidavit goes out, we find out what the status of the investigation to that point to justify the search warrant is. When we come back, because we're heading to a break here, we'll get into exactly what they're searching for, what I think, why they're searching for some things, and how that could impact possible liability for anybody that was involved.
Criminal liability.
Yes.
And we'll be back, talk about criminal liability, and then a little bit of negligence that may have occurred in a civil case. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. There is much more Radio Law Talk coming right up, right here, wherever you're listening, online or on your favorite local radio station. We'll be back. Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
We're back talking about the unfortunate and sad incident that occurred on the set of Rust, was it called?
No, yes, it was Rust, called Rust.
Which was going to be a movie with Alec Baldwin and the shooting of Elena Hutchins. And she's a 42-year-old mother, approximately 9-year-old son, and a husband who's a lawyer, by the way. And what is going on? What's going to happen next? There's a lot of conjecture right now. These are all allegations. There's not an allegation that she was shot, but the allegations of why or what happened before and after, et cetera, et cetera. And, but the question is, what's the possible, I'm going to say possible, and Todd's right, they're going to keep things open, implications of any criminal charges, Todd.
Yeah, and so if we're moving into the break, we're saying that most of the information we get comes from the affidavits and the search warrant. And it's difficult for anybody to say, well, it's likely that they're looking at this charge now for this person or this person or this person, because I'll give you an example. We mentioned this during our break. Remember when Kobe Bryant had that rollover? and
Kobe Bryant.
Not Kobe Bryant, but Tiger Woods had the rollover accident about 6-7 months ago, and we were all kind of amazed how quickly the local law enforcement came out to rule out any criminal charges being filed when they hadn't even done accident investigation or anything like that yet. Right? It was confusing why that statement came out so quick. My opinion is that the authorities in New Mexico are taking the exact opposite tack in this, which I think is appropriate, not to rule out anything, because they have a lot of scenarios they have to cover. They have to rule out everything from an intentional premeditated act all the way down to something that was just a horrible accident that would warrant no criminal charges. And you've got that spectrum of things that they have to investigate and weed out. I mean, obviously, if this was an intentional premeditated act, you know the charges would be murder, but I think that is probably very remote. They still have to investigate it.
I mean, it could be recklessness. It could be a lot of things.
It could be recklessness. And the one thing that I wanted to point out, and this is going to dovetail into what Fred will analyze from a civil standpoint, is if there are charges, probably the most likely charge would be one that has as an element, it's based on criminal negligence. And negligence in the criminal sense is nothing like negligence in the civil sense. The standard is different for criminal negligence. I'll just, if it's like involuntary manslaughter and criminal negligence is an element of that, it would have to be proven that the person that they're charging, let's see here, committed an act in a reckless way that creates a high risk of death or great bodily injury. Well, you could look at that and say we've got that. And that a reasonable person would have known that acting in this way could create such a risk. But then there's this extra part in the jury instruction. It says, in other words, a person acts with criminal negligence when the way he or she acts is so different from the way an ordinary, careful person would act in the same situation, that their actions amount to a disregard for human life or indifference to the consequences of that act. That's a high standard to prove, and that's one that if there's even a potential for a charge like that, you got to get a lot of evidence, and that's what they're in the middle of right now.
And then it has to be almost all areas in the United States, it's got to be what? Not preponderance of the evidence.
It's beyond a reasonable doubt,
and all jurors have to agree.
It has to be a unanimous verdict.
Right. That's the difference. We're like a lot of states, like California's a 9-3. 9 have to agree, 3 have to disagree.
The one thing that I would say on this, because you hear there's a lot of questions about, okay, should the armorer have been the one that gave the gun to Alec Baldwin? Or should she have checked it?
Instead of
the assistant director, who apparently has, you know, some things in his past. I'm sure you'll talk about that. What were Alec Baldwin's responsibilities once the gun was handed to him? And I keep going back to this. I remember when I had to, for safety purposes, apply for and I purchased a handgun. And I had to go through and take the test and do the handgun safety course. And one of the things that I remember from that is every time you are handed a gun, and a prop gun would count. It's not a prop gun. It's a real gun here, used for prop purposes.
Those blanks can hurt you,
but
by the way.
Anytime you are handed a gun, you have an independent responsibility to open the gun, check the chamber, check the rounds, and do that. And being on a movie set does not absolve anybody from that responsibility. So if the armorer handed it to the assistant director, hypothetically, both of them got to check the gun. The assistant director gives it to Baldwin. Both of them have to check it. That's the safety protocol.
Maybe, and I'm going to disagree with that in a minute. Cal, you had a quick question.
I was going to say there's also a requirement that you're, having been trained a little bit, downrange. When you've got a gun in your hand, you've got to be aware of what is beyond your target, what is downrange.
Yeah,
but if Baldwin thinks there's nothing in it, I can see. I mean, that obviously is going to happen.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to jump in on that. Let me jump in on that. And Denise, I don't know if you want to say something, but I want to jump in on two things. Number one, Cal, this is part of the job, is to point that at the camera and shoot. That is the job. That is the type of filming that they do, and that's what they do. That's normal. So that downrange thing, I don't agree with in a situation like this, because what he was practicing the shot. The shot as in the camera shot of him shooting, and he was supposed to shoot at the camera. This is, we're all speculating now, but this is my general understanding, is that's what he was supposed to do. Now, the thing is, I'm going to bring up on that issue, Cal, is and I was going to bring this up, why don't they have some sort of, when they're shooting at the camera toward the cinematographer, why isn't there some sort of shield? They could, I mean, they could still look at the film, but they have some sort of, you know, a metal shield in front of them, well, just in
glass,
case.
Whatever.
Just in case, some glass. But anyway, and the other thing, Todd, what was that? You said that I was going to say.
It was about checking the gun as it's given.
Got it.
Yes.
So that's like saying checking the pilots before they fly. Did they do everything right? Did they? Sometimes you have to rely on the professionals that are doing stuff for you, checking the car you're driving, checking this and that. And just think of every single actor had to check every little thing before they do their acting. It would take the film three times longer. And I'm not disagreeing 100%. I'm saying that's another argument is, Alex, does he have to check everything every time and every stunt and everything he's doing?
Yes.
Well, I would say no. I would say yes, mm-hmm. if the action that you're engaged in is something that could kill somebody. So if I'm doing a stunt and I'm the actor, last thing I'm checking is to make sure the rope's going to hold me or do something. I rely on people, but it's kind of like the whole if you're parachuting, you want to check your own chute, even though somebody else might have packed it for you. You might want to look at it. But when it comes to gun safety and how easy it is and how quick it is to simply pop it open, check the chamber, check the rounds, close it, and you're good to go. It's an action that takes maybe 10 seconds.
I don't necessarily disagree, but I'm gonna throw this out. Then a car will kill someone. Should they check the car and its safety before they drive it in a scene where if a guy running across or hanging onto the car or something, should Alex Baldwin, if he's driving that car, check the safety of that car?
If there are industry protocols that require it, then they should. I don't know if there are for vehicles, but I know there are for firearms.
Okay, I would just like to say that in New Mexico, they have a distinction between manslaughter. There's voluntary and involuntary. And both involve criminal negligence. But voluntary is when they voluntarily take the action. Involuntary, when they don't necessarily have a voluntary part of it, it's involuntary, but it's still criminal negligence. And that, I think, is where we're looking at.
We may also, Denise, have some issues if Alec Baldwin is one of the directors, or is he
producer.
The producers? If he's
producer.
One of the producers, they're going to, I'll tell you right now, someone's going to be at fault here. There's going to be, we can't guarantee, I'm not saying, we're just speculating at this point, but to find some criminal negligence, someone was criminally negligent here.
Or more than
generally
someone.
Generally speaking, right?
I think that's why the investigation is so thorough right now, because it's a two-edged sword. Let's say ultimately they determine that there's no criminal negligence, right? If they determine there's no criminal negligence, then the investigation that led to that conclusion is going to be scrutinized with a fine-tooth comb. If they determine that there is criminal negligence, then they know it's going to be scrutinized with a fine-tooth comb by the defense team of the person charged with it. Either way, they got to dot all the I's and cross all the T's.
And in 30 seconds, civil case, it depends. It depends on a lot of things. It depends if they're independent contractors, like Denise said. It depends if they're under agreement. If they're employees, then the single remedy may be workers' comp. And then there's third-party cases that can be brought outside of workers' comp, too. So,
doesn't that depend also if there's a deep pocket?
No, not necessarily. You have to depends on the law. And in New Mexico, I don't practice in New Mexico, so I'm not quite sure. But we'll be back hour two, and we're going to talk about NASCAR Tombstone lawsuit. Hang on, put your seatbelt on. And, Cal, tell them what happens if someone drops the radio talk.
Yeah, it's easy. Just go over to RadioLawTalk.com and click to the Listen Live button, and you can listen to the entire program, the rest of it, and every show we've ever done is archived there as well. And that's RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.